Now, what would kids play in their mouths sometimes? Did you have any of those little those instruments that kids would play in their mouths?
Juice harps, you talking about?
Yeah. Had a juice harp, those would do what?
If you flip. The niggers back here in those days used to get these big canes, and they'd cut off a joint and cut one end off, one end would be closed, and they'd bind a set of holes on the top of them, and they played those things. They called them flutes. Now, of course, they didn't have those at the dances. They had string instruments, guitars, jangles, and that kind of stuff, bass, violins, and all that kind of stuff. But the noggers, and many of them there used to play tunes on those damn cane flutes.
Yeah. And did you have that kind of thing, that other kind of thing you'd hold up to your mouth? You know, they'd be...
Well, I think that's what it is. They held that up to the mouth and blew in one of the holes. And
did you have a harmonica or any kind?
Oh, yeah, we had there was harmonicas, yeah.
Yeah, what do they call that, a French?
Harp. They call them harp, yeah.
Harp. French harp?
All right, yeah, I believe it was. I think it's time for my cigar.
Want one?
No, thank you.
A woman in here this afternoon, she was talking about the old regular citizen here. Says she is an old regular, she's been here 40 years.
Now, do you ever remember when people get married, would they ever have any kind of thing around their house or anything like that? Would folks ever...
Chivalry, you know?
Yeah, tell me about that.
I don't think I ever have experienced any of that.
What were those things for?
Oh, just ragged, I think.
Were they ever used to annoy people, bride or the bride and groom?
Well, no, they look for it, I think.
I see. Look forward to it.
See, I was a country boy, I didn't go as much of that stuff.
Well, I thought they did that out in the country.
We didn't have many marriages out in this country. We were very thinly populated out here.
Yeah.
And old
ways
all the time.
Well, Miss...
That's the reason the wife got in the habit of wanting to be go away from you. There wasn't enough boys around here.
Mr. was that chivalry ever used kind of was it a sign of displeasure ever in the community?
I don't know whether it was or not. I don't think so. I think it was just kind of giving them a good time. Just like, you know, the tire, shoes on the back of the car, and so forth and so on. I've been to a couple of my grandson's weddings where they tied toilet paper all over the car, wrote all over them in chalk and that kind of stuff, you know, and old shoes and stuff. In recent years, over in Texas,